Simin Shin Te Zayin Sif Aleph and Bein. Seida Asur Muteres B'Shamiz. The truth is that really, to properly do it, Aleph and Bein has to be done together with Sif Yud Bein. But not all of the Eilim learned Sif Yud Bein. Some of the Eilim saw Gimel, some of the Eilim saw Yud Bein. Therefore, we're going to have to leave it for later to find out exactly what's Muter, what's Asur, whether or not you are allowed to pick up the slug and deposit it outside the Sukkah or not. With regard to a few other shaylas, hopefully we will be mavara them. The shaylas that we posted up on the side, we'll try to be mavara whatever's nagia to Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, Hatzot Zipur Dror L'Migdol Shem Nitzer Boi Yishar Tzpar Mitzvila Bayis Ale Bibur Shem Nitzedem Boi Chayiv. Im Einu Nitzer Boi Yipot Rav. That's the halacha, which is mavur in the Mishnah, Kuf Vav, Omen Aleph and Omen Beis. That the only time that you're chayiv is dafka when it's not mechusar teda. Like Rav Shimon Gamaliel, the only time that you're chayiv for teda is dafka when the teda is not mechusar. When it's not mechusar teda, you got it into a place that it's confined enough that you have shlita over it, that it's not a problem of it's not mechusar teda, and therefore you're chayiv al teda. That means that if it's a biber katan, you're chayiv midaraiso. However, if you put it into biber gadol, then even though there's no chayiv daraiso, still there's is the isra derabon. Now the shayla is, we know what the difference between a biber katan and a biber gadol is. Where are the cutoff points for biber katan and where it turns into biber gadol? The question is, where does it end being a biber gadol? The hainu, at what point do we say that it's not even considered a ma'aseh tzedah b'chlal, despite the fact that I can find it in an area, nevertheless, it's not considered a ma'aseh tzedah. The hainu, the mashal, for example, they have nature reserves, especially in chutz la'aretz, that it could be that the entire nature reserve is fenced in. And it could be a number of square miles the size of the nature reserve. There's no way that you could say that being tzad a tzvi into this karpe, into this biber gadol, they're going to be chayiv al tzedah l'chura. That's one such case. A similar, more common case is every time that you close the door in your house and you have a fly inside. Are we going to say that l'maisa, you it's a biber gadol, and therefore, even though you can't get a b'shchiyachas, but l'maisa, it's going to still be asmi d'rabanan. Or we say b'chal tzad a shaykh. So, Hanira Pashur, and that's what the Mechaber Yizmanir really say, is that L'chara, the first Nakud is that you have to see that there was a Maisa Tzeda done. Kokama that we don't see B'chlal, there was a Maisa Tzeda done, then we don't look at it as Maisa Tzeda. But it has to be that even the Derabbanans is because, to a certain extent, we reckon it to be a Maisa Tzeda. Kokama that there is no Maisa Tzeda B'chlal, the person doesn't look at it as Maisa Tzeda. The way that Chodshoni is Magdir, he says, "Kol sheyesh hargasha shal baal chayim nimtza b'shvitasei." Azay yishu said the rabban b'tzidasei. There's some sort of, you can see that, oh, now it's b'shvita. You're right, I can't get a shchiyah achas. I might not even get shtei shchiyas. But b'ezem I have it. It'll take me 3 shchiyas, it'll take me an hour, it'll take me 2 hours, but I'm going to get it. Kokama that I put it into a nature reserve, kokama that I close the fly inside my house, even though theoretically now it's easier to get it than if it was outside, nevertheless, zikr, I'm not going to say that that's considered a ma'isa tzeda. Now, taking it, just to bear in mind, Mishnah Berurah pointed out over here, pointed out a few places, that taking it something from a biber gadol and putting it into a biber katan, that's a chiv daraisa. The isur midaraisa of tzeda is when you put it into a biber katan. If it's in a biber gadol, it's also midarabanan. But midaraisa, you haven't done a tzeda b'chlal. Therefore, taking it from a biber gadol and putting it into a biber katan, that would be a problem of tzeda. Therefore, if you have a bird in your house, and all of the doors to the bedrooms and to all of the other rooms in your house are open, and you go ahead and it flies into one of the bedrooms, and you go ahead and you close that door, thereby confining it into a makom where you could get a b'shchiyah achas, if your kavanah is for tzeda, that is asur midaraisa. If your kavanah is not for tzeda, rather to prevent it from coming into the rest of the house, that we'll deal with in a minute. Not only that, if you did close the door on this thing because you wanted to be tzadit, then the pashtus is, we'll see behemshech namir alacha, you're going to have to open the door. If a person was over, we would have thought that kokam that you were over on this other right of tzedo, somebody to have a habit. There's no inning to go ahead. If somebody was over in burr, the pashtus is, there's no inning to put it back in afterwards. By tzedo, we'll see that the bir alacha says later on, it's medak from the rishenim, that if a person was over on tzedo, he was over on an isr derais of tzedo, then he has to open up, he has to let the animal which was trapped go free. It's not clear exactly why. It's not because we reckon it nochanant, that it's a continuous tzeda going on, it's kilos if you're doing another daraisa. Or mitsiachas it, the state now to the ma'aseh that you did beforehand, and since it was done by Isser, so therefore we're mechayev you to get rid of it. Either midar rabbanan is a chiyuv, or because it's a knas, because you shouldn't be nene from the ma'aseh tzedo. But either way, if a person was ever on a daraisa, even if it was b'shegig, pashtus is that he has to let it go free. Now, what is the shear of a biber katon? So the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that if you get a b'shechiya achas, now b'shechiya achas, we saw this machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns b'shechiya achas means one lunge. However, like the Rashba in Beitza on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph points out, he says l'chor Rashi didn't have our gears in the Gemara. Rashi, our Gemara says called the roit basrei umoti lei b'chad shechiya. Roit basrei means that you run after it. According to Rashi, you're not doing any running b'chlal. All you're doing is you're lunging after it. He says b'chlal, the mashmoi says he didn't have the gear. So if you look at the Ritvan Unzer Sugyo, Yitaki doesn't have the gear. So Yitaki didn't have the gear. So the Rashi regards some essence shaydan says that you don't have to tell me that it's not a chiddush b'chlal that that's a b'chlal. That's even smaller than a house. If you could get a b'shchi achas, you're not moving it. You could just lunge and get it. So that means that your whole house is like daladamas is less than daladamas by daladamas. Not even the Mokayim Shaladim. It's such a small place. It's Pasha that's considered a Maitza Teda that you don't even have to tell me. Therefore, the Rashba learns like the Arach learns and like the Rach learns is gebracht on the side on the Gilion of the Gemara. But the Shita Tarach is, no, called the Royit Pasrei Umatalei Bishriyachas. Taka, you have to run after it. And as long as you can catch it in one running without having to rest in between, then your Chayim Midaraiso, it's considered as you got into Masa Mitzedah. Now the Shaila is, every person can run for a different amount of time. Some people, they smoke a lot. After 2 seconds of running, that's it, they stop. They can't, if they could even run for that long. And other people can run the marathon without a problem. So where do you draw the line? What's considered a ma'aseh? What's shchiyachas? So, l'chor b'pashas, we would say that it goes batar, the chazal were kaveh this year of the regular person. A regular person, what's considered a shchiyachas? The only thing is, l'chor the nekuda of Teda is the Pashtis. The Nukud of Teda is that we reckon it to be considered in your Shlita. We reckon it to be considered that you have some sort of Shlita on top of it. If that's the case, then the person that can run for a longer time, run faster, or the person, let's work the other way around, the person that can't run at all has no Shlita on it. The guy that's smoking and he can't run for more than 2 seconds, then he, Lamaisa, has no Shlita on it. How could you be Mechayev him as the Maisa of Teda, Kokama, that Lamaisa doesn't have any Shlita on him? L'chura, we should say that in a chanami, every person for themselves, every person can feed the shir that he actually done, and that's your chayiv. The only thing is then nasat the berach l'shir, and we never find this by Melech Shabbos that every person is going to have their own shir of what they're going to be chayiv for. So l'chura, you can't say that. You can't say that every person has their own shir. This guy, all of a sudden, he's going to be very tired after a few steps. So the truth is that we didn't see that. Not every animal has its own share. There are certain things that are not considered a shlita b'chalal. It's not considered that you didn't ma'aser tzeda b'chalal. But the pashtus is we don't find that for a lion and for an ant that there's a different shear of what's considered a biber katan. It has to be gerzki shalim maybe. But something which is huge, an elephant and an ant, we don't find that there's a different shear in the size, which is not a fella.
Who needs a boy?
What?
Who needs a boy as a shear?
That's the gerzki. Just because she what? That's depends what shear you're going with. There's certain shearim of the curious. That is, the chur is not telling on the animal machal. Even if it is, that doesn't make a difference. It's still not nasat the berachah l'shearim. That's considered every person. If every person would be the same, then for any animal it would have to be what you consider shlita. But to say that every person has a different shear, the chur is a big chiddush. So the chur you have to say in the chanami ataka, there's only one shear. There's one shear that what the average person can get for shchiyachas is considered that's considered as if you were you're shchiyachas, and if not, then you're pater. Kumtois, what's going to come out of chiddush is the kula, the guy that can run the marathon, and he'll take him 45 minutes, but he's going to get the bird at the end of the day. So kumtois, he could do b'shchiyachas, and nevertheless, he's going to be pater. L'chura together is because. Chazal never reckon that to be considered shchiyachas. That's not considered shchiyachas. The nekuda of shlita is that you could get it in a certain amount of time. The fact that you could run for a longer amount of time and get it, that's not considered in your shlita. You're right, you'll be able to do it b'shchiyachas. But the shchiyachas that's considered in your shlita is a shchiyachas that you can get within 2 minutes, whatever it is the normal average amount.
By drinking wine, you'll be able to get it on the year.
So then there's also Nasata Devarech L'Shir at the end of the day. You have the same problem, right? Chiddush. You have the right? I have. I much go to Chodshani with it. That's L'Chiro Lulei Demistafina Amina that in a Chanami that the longer person, you're right, if you could do B'Shchiachas, Shchiachas just means that you could run for a longer amount of time, but the fact that you could get it, but the fact that it takes you, you can run for 40 minutes without having to stop, the mice, you can't say that's in your shlita. You're right, that's shchia achas, but that's not in your shlita. The... We don't reckon that to be considered your shlita, because shlita means that you could get it in a small amount of time. Even though you could get it without running, without stopping, so it's nechshav shchia achas means to get it without stopping. Nevertheless, we don't reckon that to be considered in your shlita. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here with regard to fish. Somewhere. Hashoyle dag min hayom l'sech hasefel shomayim chayv. So here it's already mavur, to a certain extent. I'll get there in a second. The lechura, taking out something, taking out a fish from the water, would be a ma'aseh of tzedah. And taking it out, let's say it's, if you put it into something where you could easily get it. The shayla is taking it out from there. If you have it in an aquarium, you have it in a small bucket, catching it from there, lechero, would that be considered a ma'aseh of tzedah, or would you say that's already considered as if it's nitzer v'yomid? Kokama, that it's something which you could get in a snap, it's already inside of a small enough aquarium, that be able to stick your hand inside without an issue and get the fish, then lechero would already be considered nitzer and gansen, it wouldn't be considered a tzedah to be able to take it out. Now the shayla is, somebody asked me this past week, he said, what happens if your fish jumps out of your aquarium, which seems it's not so uncommon. His case was actually that the 4-year-old took it out of the aquarium. But I was in somebody's house, they told me that they had a shark in their aquarium, and a shark stays, interestingly enough, one of the plays of Abari is that it stays the size, it limits its growing to the size of its habitat. And therefore, it doesn't grow to be bigger than a certain size if it's in an aquarium. So they had the in their bedroom, they have a huge, I think it's a 9-foot aquarium, 7-foot maybe, and they have a little shark there, and they opened it up to feed the animals, and it jumped right out onto the floor. So that's not so common to have a shark, but the 4-year-old taking out the fish out, that's pretty common. Now he's on the floor and he's flapping around. Are you allowed to take this fish and stick him back inside the aquarium or not? Picking him up, like we saw Tesis, the Rishonim, they all talk about the case of the mosquito, that it's on your hand, and you want to pick it up and take it off. As soon as you pick it up, then you did a ma'aseh tzedah. Even if you're going to let go of it in a second, but the that's considered a ma'aseh tzedah. Is there any problem to take it or not? Theoretically, there's an issue of muktzah. We could deal with the issue of muktzah also. You could take it kalachar yad. Now, the shayla is over here though, are you doing a ma'aseh tzedah b'chlal? The whole tzedah generally is when you're trying to be shaylin on top of it. Here, fakert, you're trying to put it back into its habitat, put it back into a masiv that it should live, not that it should die, that you should have a shmita on top of it. Fakert, you'd rather, you want it back, you're trying to aid it, you're not trying to be shalit on top of it. So I saw a similar vart from the Shmir Shabbos Gechosa. There he's talking about being tzedas adam, which hopefully we'll get to in Sev Gimel. Tzedas adam, he says, if there's a person drowning, if there's a kid drowning, and you want to save him, he says that that's not considered a ma'aseh tzedah, even on niach, theoretically, that would be shayach tzedah b'adam, that's not considered a ma'aseh tzedah, because he says, his lashon is, he says really two things. He says, ein zeh kori tzedah, shrei tzeveya reitzeh ba'atzalosei. He says, first of all, he wants you to save him, he's not trying to run away from you. Doesn't pass a ma'aseh tzedah when he's trying, he wants you to grab him. So there says, ach, v'gam b'lavach, yipokim minei achiris, deina shaylat alasmai. Pokim minei achiris, it's kilo as if he has no chiris b'chal, because he's not shaylat on himself. He has no yechilus to run away. He has no yechilus to do anything. He can't get away from you. So too the fish is flapping around. But the Maisa, he looks like he's dancing, but it's a deaf dance. He's not really, he's not going anywhere. With Tam Zeh, Dr. Efshir, Dein Isser Tedem in Atur, Gam Bechai Va'oif Bayam, Hatribim Bayam. He says, the same thing by a bird which is drowning in the water, even though it's not calling you and asking for help. Lamaisa, to take him out, it's already Kenzain, it's Pokimineh, Bechiris, and therefore, there's no Isser Menater Al Tzedah. Now, that which he says is no Isser Menater, Lechir Kenzain is Isser Darabanan, because Lamaisa, it's in the river, there's no way for you to get it. But the fish which is on the floor in your house, Lechir Zichr, that's Pokimineh, it's Chiris, it's not running away from you, it can't go anywhere. And therefore there would be no problem to pick it up. Now, if you could pick it up to Lachar Yad and dump it back inside, then Matavim Anoim shouldn't be ever in a problem of Mukta. If you cannot, then it's really totally in a Shaila. Machlik is restraining between the Shilta Gibberim and the Rambam as to whether or not you're allowed to pick up an animal out of the water on Shabbos. The Rambam says you're not allowed to. And the Shilta Gibberim says, I'll pay the Pashtas of the Gemara that says that Osi Tzar Balechayim Daraiso. The Mukta Deraman, the Pashat is that you would be allowed to. Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya. He says, if you have a guy, that's the best. But Lachar, Makam Atchak, Makam Tavar Lechayim, there is Zichr, what to be saying, Machon, Shafir. Now, is it Pashat that fish feel pain? I don't know. I never was a fish. I'm not sure. It's all kids as well. Have bones. And therefore they feel pain. We'll get to hunting him for fun in a minute. With regard to a bird, somebody comes into the house, this is also pretty common, especially in apartment buildings, if you live high up in the apartment buildings. When I lived on the 3.5 flights up, it was more than once we walked into the house or were in the house when birds decided to visit. The shail is, if you have a bird in the house and you want to close the door, close the window because it's freezing cold. Now, generally, most people do not want to close the window when it's freezing cold and there's a bird in the house. So therefore, generally, it's a mute point because it's not going to come to a practical case. However, if you would want to close the door, it says the Mishnah Berurah, what type of bird we have. If it's a bird, which is a tzipor dror, therefore it's tzeida into a house, is only asur midrabbanan, then v'mokim tzar tzino, or other type of tzar, says Mishnah Berurah, you could be mekel, since your kavan is not to trap it, therefore it's like a malach shen tzich l'gufa, and you're only trying to keep out the cold, you're not trying to keep the bird inside, therefore it's malach shen tzich l'gufa, v'mokim tzar is mutter. However, if it's any other type of bird, which is the common case in our, in pigeons and things like that, pigeons come inside the house. If you have a pigeon inside the house, now the first Bir Halacha says that Turim and Bnei Yoina, if that's what they are, then if Yoina is like a Bnei Yoina, has the same thing a pigeon is like Bnei Yoina, which the Chorit should be, then it would be a problem of Riyad Araisa to trap it inside the house. And therefore, even if it's freezing cold, you're not allowed to close the door. Now, Yesh La'ayin, why? He says up there, even though your kavanah is not for that, it's psik resha. Now, it's psik resha l'chura, it's not really psik resha, it's malach shen tzich l'gufa. You're doing a ma'is of tzedah, but your kavanah behind the tzedah is not, you're closing the door, which is a ma'is of tzedah, but your kavanah is not to be tzah the animals, rather to keep out the cold. So it's a malach shen tzich l'gufa, but malach tzar. Why shouldn't it be mutter? How come the only time that he muttered was in a case of a tzipor drawer, which is, you don't have a tzedah midaraisa, because it runs around from corner to corner. L'chura, any case, even if theoretically it would be shaykh adaraisa, but in the case where you're closing the door and it's freezing cold outside, then l'chura, it's malach shen tzich l'gufa, malcham tzar, they should be mekel. The same way that we find benegeah to nachosh, and we find benegeah to akrav, they let it go ahead and trap it, or even kill it possibly, if you need to, because it's a malach shein tzrich legufa, but mokum tzar legozer albanan. L'chur over here should have the same kulam, the same reason why he matters be'etzem a deeper drawer, because it's a malach shein tzrich, it's a derabanan, and mokum tzar legozer. So it's over here, it's a malach shein tzrich legufa, mokum tzar legozer. We'll get to that in a minute. Could be that we can be mechalak between them. The pashas is that there is no chalak between them. If you go like the Rambam, maybe there's a chalak between them. But the pashas is if it's a malach, both of them are malach shein tzrich l'gufa. It could be that one is even better. But both of them are malach shein tzrich l'gufa. And the Gemara says the reason why it's malach is because malach shein tzrich l'gufa, malach tzar l'gufa. However, one thing seems to be clear, and that is that not every melacha sheni tzrich lagufa did they matter makom tzar. Not every tzar is considered a tzar. We don't find that you let it trap a mosquito which is on the table that it shouldn't go ahead and bite you. Even though the nachash, which isn't biting the yim, we find that if it's in the middle of biting the person, then Taisa says we shouldn't say you let it take it off. But it's not, the fact that it might bite you, we don't say that melacha sheni tzrich lagufa makom tzar legazu. Why? Because that's not enough of a tzar to say that Chazal said that we're going to matter it's in their abundance. Not every tzar. A tzar that maybe a nachash is going to bite, or maybe an akav is going to bite, that is considered a tzar. That chazal matar, b'malachim sheni tzrich lagufo. But it's tam a tzar, lav dafka, is that considered enough of a tzar to matar. However, l'chur, even without it, l'chur b'zmanenu l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, if a bird flies into a person's house, the pashtus is that, first of all, yesh la'ayin, whether or not pigeons b'zman hazeh, l'chur, we have to wait for Sif Gimel for this, what defines b'mina nitzin and ain b'mina nitzin. The pashtus is that it's not b'mina nitzin. We have to know what defines something as b'mina nitzin. Do we find people that catch pigeons? Most people that catch pigeons, it's that they shouldn't ruin the person's house and make a mess over. But most people aren't catching pigeons, even though they do use it for hepatitis B sometimes. But it's not something which is generally b'mina nitzin. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not it's considered b'mina nitzin. Even if it isn't considered, if it is considered b'mina nitzin, l'chur estamaza, you have another derabanan, that our houses are big enough. The standard apartment lechera, you would not be able to catch this bird b'shliata. The fact that most apartments also have oksi. As a matter of fact, by shachris this morning, there was a pigeon inside the Beis Medrash, and he was flying around without any problem b'chlal on top of the Aron Kodesh, into the side, into the window, into the this, into the that. There's enough places for the bird to fly around that you're probably not going to get him b'shliata, especially b'frat that most people are too scared to get him. Therefore, you have a derabanan, and lechur, now you turned your house into a tzipor drawer. So the Rosh Hashanah says the standard house is too big, and therefore there's not a. You always have the derabanan of the tzipor drawer. Lechur, unless it goes into a bedroom or something, even a bedroom, yesh la'ayin, unless it's a very small bedroom where you can mamish corner him, then the pashtus is if it goes into your dining room, into your living room, especially if they're together and there's one to get from side to side, the pashtus is you're not getting mishkei achas, it's not a derabanan. Ken zayin, it's not even b'mina nitzayin, and therefore you have two derabanans. And therefore, the herd should be mutter b'mokam tzar tzino. It might, but most people have at least a 10-foot ceiling, and therefore 8-foot ceiling, 8-foot ceiling, and therefore the chura, it's 8-foot ceiling. I would think that you probably, even though you could jump and hit the ceiling, but to try to catch the bird, I don't know how easy it's going to be. On top of your refrigerator, underneath, behind the refrigerator, around, it has enough places to get at it. Now, in a similar case, let's say, what was mentioned here beforehand, let's say the reason why I want to close the door is because I want to trap the bird inside. Not because I want the bird, because I don't want him to go into the rest of the house. For example, what we heard, a number of cases that happened recently, one case that happened about 2 weeks ago, somebody told me that his mother ate breakfast standing on a chair in the kitchen because there was a mouse in the kitchen. Now, I guess you couldn't get out of the kitchen because that would mean stepping on the floor to get to the dining room. The shaila is, can you close the door to the kitchen so that the mouse should not get into the rest of the house, so that you could walk around the rest of your house for Shabbos without being scared that you're going to have a mouse? You know that the mouse in the kitchen, lock him into the kitchen that he shouldn't get into the rest of the house. Now, zikr l'chur, that's not the normal teda. Farkir, you don't want the mouse here. You're trying to be magbil, you're trying to get him away from you. You don't want him to get into the rest of the house. Is that mutter or is that asr? Now, l'chur, you're taking it from a place which is, this really gets into the shadow that we saw before, of the chutzani. Chutzani tainas that what would be if you take we know, he doesn't exactly say what his ra'i is, this is what I presume his ra'i is, we know that if you take an animal and you take it from the outside and you put it into a confined area, you put it into this shirum, that's l'chur b'ibur gadol. It's an asr midarabanan to do such a tzedah. You can't get b'shchei achas, but it's asr midarabanan. What happens if you now, let's say this sliding wall was open. So still, it's asr to bring it into this thing. Now you want to close the sliding wall and make and split this room in half. It's still going to be, you're not going to be able to get a b'shchei achas, but you've confined it even more than it was beforehand. Do we say that it's asr midarabanan or not? Says the Chotshani, that would be asr midarabanan. The same way that taking from the great outdoors and putting it into the place that you can't get a b'shriyachas, that's midar abanan. So to taking it from a place which is b'shriyachas and confining it into even smaller places b'shriyachas, that would also be midar abanan. Now, l'chur, l'ulei demes tafino, that That's a chiddush. You could say that the first reason why he doesn't bring where it is right. He says confining something is asmi darbanan. So too over here. Lechora, there's a big chiluk between them. When you take it from the great outdoors and you put it into a confined area, that's daimit to ma'aseh tzedek, because now before it wasn't confined, and now it is confined. But if Saivi Saiv was confined and you had no shlita over it, and now you're just confining it more, but you still have no shlita on it, so there, who says the chazal we're going to gerz in such a case that that's considered ma'aseh tzedek? Any little bit that you do is going to consider ma'aseh tzedek. If you move two chairs against the wall, so now it can't get against the wall, so now you also confine it a little bit more, because you can't get it in the poor area that it was before. You can't bring a chair into the room, because now you can't go in the makam of the chair. Where do you draw the line? Who says that that's considered more of confining it, that would be awesome? And I found that Rav Shlomo Zalman Taka, the Shmir Shabbos Chassid, brings down one of the Aris. Taka says, he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you have two houses that are attached by way of a door, and you can't get you have a tzvi, and the tzvi can go back and forth between two houses, and you can't get it's not shkiyachas, and you want to close one of the doors to trap it inside the other one of the houses, if you still can't get it within Shchiyah Achas, he says it's mutter. You're taking it from one place that you can't get it in Shchiyah Achas and sticking it into a smaller place that you can't get it in Shchiyah Achas. And therefore, such a thing would be mutter. But even if you want to go to Fidi Chotshani, the Chotshani wants a taina that in a case where your whole kavana when you're trapping it into the smaller place is not out of Maisa Tzedek, it's just because you don't want it to get into the rest of the house. So in such a case, Bechlal, he says, that's not going to be considered, that we're not going to ask out the Maisa Derabanan. Even if you want a Nemon that there is Issa Derabanan, that's when you're doing a Maisa Tzedek. Then you can say the Chazal asked it because you Maisa limited it more than it was before, and you confined it more than it was before, and so you can reckon that you can consider it a Maisa Tzedek. But Kokama, that you're not trying to do Maisa Tzedek Bechlal, Fakir. You're trying to push it away from you. You don't want it. You don't want it to get into the rest of the house. There, later the Chura, it's not going to be considered a Maisa Tzedek that we're going to aser al tzederabanan of confining it more. We're not going to aser it. Here, there's Bechal Shaila whether or not it's considered a Maisa Tzedek. Then we'll die on whether or not it's considered Bechal Shaila Gufa. That really has to do with later. We'll talk about it in 1 second. Therefore, in the case of the mouse, question number one, a mouse is running around the kitchen. Can one close the door to the kitchen in order to keep him out of the rest of the house? According to this, absolutely he could. Why? Because the mouse inside of your kitchen is pashtus not matni le b'shnei achas. It could run around to get into all the corners. There's ukti, there's all types of things. The pashtus says you're not going to be able to grab him unless you put out a trap or something like that. Therefore, it would be considered limit confining him from a big house of that you wouldn't be getting to Shkia Achas into a small house Shkia Achas. That pashtus says, even if your kavan is for Tzedek, pashtus. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even if your kavan is for Tzedek, it's mutter. And even the Chotshani that wants to ask for it, he says, if your kavan is not for Tzedek, zikr, you can't say that the Chazal are going to ask for that at Be'isr Derabon.
Does it matter why I want to stay out of that house?
Well, as long as the reason is not for Tzedek, L'chorna. Agav, we have our second question over here. While we have it, how about closing a door to keep a mosquito inside the room? L'chor, that's not considered Maisa Tzedek B'chol, like we mentioned at the beginning. That does not consider Maisa Tzedek. We don't see the mosquito as trapped whatsoever. And therefore, L'chor, we mutter L'chachila to close the door on the mosquito. Now, Yesh L'ayin Stamazay, in this case of the mouse which is running around, if you want to close the door, it's L'chor M'lacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. You're not trying to trap the mouse to have the mouse. You're trying to trap it that it shouldn't be in the rest of the house. L'chor B'mokam Tzar L'Gozer. Now, we mentioned beforehand that not every Tzar is included. The Shaila is, and this is the Shaila that it really applies to many, many Malachis. We had it before in the B'negeah to Gerzes, and it can be cleared with many Malachis. And I haven't really found any hachra with regard to this. And that is, what is considered tsar? Is emotional tsar considered tsar also? Is emotional pain considered tsar also? For example, the case where we had by Grizzly, that if it's mitzarim, if his fingernail is coming off, and it's mitzarim, then he's allowed to take it off. Is emotional discomfort included in that or not? I did see in one place, Rav Falk in the Sefer does mention that, Kilo as a, one place he does, one place he doesn't. But it's not clear whether or not emotional pain is considered discomfort is considered tsar. And therefore, as we said, not every level of tsar is mutter, only certain levels of tsar are mutter. Therefore, yesh la'ayin whether or not bechlal you have such a, first of all, is this considered a level of tsar which is mutter? And bechlal you have to clarify on emotional tsar, is emotional tsar considered, even though l'chor she's not going to be able to walk around the whole house for Shabbos. If she's eating breakfast standing on top of a chair, that means her Shabbos is ruined. Nevertheless, yesh la'ayin whether or not that's considered a tsar of the chazal will master mokam lach shein tzir l'gufa.
The mouse is there is something.
Kenzan? But it's not matle mishchiyachas. It's only be there abanan. It was ready in the entire house. So taking from a ein b'mina nitzer to ein b'mina nitzer, Kenzan is mutal lechatchila, and Befras when you're not doing it for Ma'aseh Tzeinah. Now, what's the story? Another question that we had over here, and that is, is there any problem to close the window if there's a moth or fly on the screen and we'll get trapped in between the screen and the window? Does it make a difference if there's a small hole in the screen that's theoretically big enough for it to get out? On that, we have a bir halacha in this sif. The bir halacha says, what's the story of bringing an animal into a place that has, into a yard that has two doors? You're going to close one door and we're going to leave the other door open. Is that mutter or is that usr? You're confining it, but lamais, you're leaving a door open. You're leaving a way for it to get out. Is that usr or is that mutter? So you bring down a tesefta. The tesefta says, tesefta tanya, hatzad tzvi lachotzer sheish lebeis psochim, potter. Agav, there's different gersoys in this tesefta. The way that the Bir Halacha has it, B'chal Kenzan is not even talking about such a case at all. But hatzad tzvi lachotzer sheish lebeis psochim, the way that the Bir Halacha has this gersa, is potter, mashma aval aser. The mashmois is that when it says potter, potter means aval aser, and therefore it would be aser to do it. The problem is, we have a mefurish gemara that says not the way. The Gemara says that you're allowed to put over, you're allowed to put a, the way that Tesis learns the Gemara, you're allowed to cover over a beehive with a blanket as long as you leave an opening for it to get out. You left the one door open, but you closed the rest of the doors. So why should it be mutter? Says the Mishnah Berurah that there's a chilik. There's a chilik between whether or not you're being machnes it into the mokrim and then you're closing the door. In such a case, even if you leave another door open, it's going to be aser. Mashenkin, if it was there by itself, you didn't do anything, you just covered it over and you closed one of the doors, that's not going to be aser. Then he says, he's mitzadid at the end of the day, that even by something which is ein b'mina nitzad, even to be machnas et lechatchila, kenzan is going to be mutter. There, where the whole isser is only the rabbanan, to be machsin into a mokim, where you're leaving a door open, to take flies, lechur, similar to our case, to take flies into a mokim, where they have a way to get out, that's not considered a ma'aseh tzeinah b'chlal. So, if you have a window, screen, and you have a fly sitting on the screen, and there's a little hole for the fly to get out, and the fly could get out, then l'chor, that's not considered a ma'aseh tzeidah to close the door, would not be considered a ma'aseh tzeidah b'chlal, because there is a way for it to get out. Not only that, l'chor, you'd be allowed to chase the fly, since the fly is ein b'mina nitzad, you'd be allowed to chase the fly to the window, and close the window, to be able to, that since you're leaving a mokrim, for the fly to get out. Now, do we reckon that to be considered a ma'aseh tzeidah? If your kavanah is to do a ma'aseh tzeidah, then you wouldn't be allowed to do that. L'chor, unless it's a mamash, a big hole, and it's easy for the fly to get out. But to leave a tiny little hole, ken zayin, really, that's for, believe that for the bees, really. But pashtus is, as long as you have a decent sized hole that the fly can easily get out, then there's no problem, l'chor, to chase the fly to the screen and close the, since your kavanah is b'chlal not even for ma'aseh tzeidah, and you're leaving a way for it to get out, we don't reckon it to be considered a ma'aseh tzeidah, and therefore it's mutlach hatchila. Now moths seem not to be as smart as flies, but l'chora, yesh l'ayin, this is one of the reasons why we have to do sefiyut beis together with sefiyut beis, ken zayin, there's no issur b'chlal tzeidah on a moth, because a moth sits on your wall for 2 days straight without moving, yesh l'ayin b'chlal, whether or not there's the issur of tzeidah. Stam something declare, what's with a moth? When it's flying, you can't catch it. It's very difficult to catch. However, as soon as it lands, it sits on your wall and doesn't move. Mamash for 48 hours, for a week, it can stay in the same place without moving. Is such a thing, is a shaykh stays on such a thing? Is that such a thing? This is really maybe shaykh to sifyut beis, a dog that leaves during the day, comes back at night. So you'll see it, and keep bearing in mind when they're learning, see if they have rise lakan lakan. If you're trying to do a ma'aseh tzeidah, then it gets into shailas, it has to be kenzayin, a bigger hole. That's really, by dvarim, we'll see exactly the cases. But kokama, that you're leaving a place for it to get out, the pashtus is not even considered ma'aseh tzeidah b'chlal, and b'ein b'mina nitzad, you're even allowed to bring it to such a matziv and close the door as long as you're leaving an opening for it to get out. B'mina nitzad, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadah that it's aser. To bring it in and close the door. To bring it into a place and close the door, even if you're leaving another door open, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzadah from the tesefta that such a thing is aser. So in such a case where there's the entire wall is open, then you didn't do a ma'aseh tzeidah b'chlal. But if it's in be'etzem it's closed, and you have a window which is open, then you have confined the animal to a certain extent, and therefore midarabanan, Chazal say that that's considered it's a darabanan. Even though you're right, it has a way to get out, but l'maaseh you've confined it, it is easier to get it to a certain extent, even though it has a way to run away, and therefore ken zayin would be also midarabanan. That is sif aleph. Sif beis. Atzot tzmi yashin esuma chiger chayv. Chiger achoyle zokin pater. If something is a tzvi, which is yashin esuma, that is avil rebuya, as soon as you're going to touch it, it's going to run away. Therefore, it's not considered to be a shlita on it. If you're tzot such a thing, you'd be chayv. However, if it's not able to get away from you, then even though it could walk to a certain extent, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it could walk, since it can't get away from you, since you could get to it, therefore it's considered nitzav oimid, and there would be no iser midaraisa, it would only be aser midarabanan. Now, it's mevur, the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu yochol halechtas, still, since you can't get away, therefore, it's not an issa d'raisa, it's an d'rabanan. And let's say he can't walk at all. Also, it's going to be aser. The chiddush is, even if it could walk. But even if it can't walk, still it's going to be aser. And not only that, Mishnah Berurah says lehedya. He says in Sifkat and Tes, Al keng shemoytzi lefa'amim arneves choylem unachas al aderech, af api she'en yecholah lozes mim chayma. You find a rabbit that can't move at all. Also, likach chayso, that's the same d'rabanan. You're not allowed to take it, it's the same d'rabanan. V'yishim rim d'chayv. Those that say that you're filu chayiv, that's the basis of Adas Sarach, that's something that got tired out. Me'achmas ayifut, you'd still be asur midarabanan. Why? Because after a little while, we'll be able to... Biralach, not sure why, that's the truth. Biralach doesn't know why, we'll be asur chayiv midarabanan. Last way, the basis of Lins of Adas Sarach, that's something that can't move because it's tired out, would be chayiv. But what do we see? We see that the kuli amma, there's the isur darabanan, the way that Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin, is that there's the isur darabanan, even though the thing can't move bechlal. And the shayla is, why should that be asked midarabanan? For fast, like the Mechaber says in Sifud Beis, that even an animal that goes out during the day, if it comes back at night to your house, it's considered nitzayim ha'imdim, and it's mutter lechatchila to trap him, even when he's outside, even when he's not in your house, it's mutter. Why is he going to come back into your house? L'chor is such a thing which can't move. L'chor, where's the makim to say that it should be asr b'chlal for the tzeda? That we will be mazber beis Hashem in Sifud Beis. But that's all the different things you have to bear in mind. There are certain things that can't move, and they're also to trap. There's certain things that can't move or move very slowly that are mutter, it seems like, and there's certain things that move fast, and nevertheless they're mutter. So to find to be magder when we say it's mutter, when we say it's aser, and then whether or not you're allowed to pick up your slug and stick it outside of your sukkah, ukedema, that will be, I think, will become a little clearer after we see Sifud Beis. The Ramah says, "Meshasa kelev achar chaya b'shabes havitzedo v'yeshemim af b'chol aser latzer b'kalav mishum moishav leitzim." So those that say Meshas HaKelev Achar Chayiv B'Shabbos is a Mais of Tzedo, it's not clear whether or not it's Chayiv, or whether or not it's only Asur Midarabanan. The way that the Mishnah Berurah goes is that it's Asur Midarabanan. There is no Asur Midaraiso. Why is there no Asur Midaraiso? Because L'chor, you didn't do a Mais of Tzedo. You got him to run after it, but you yourself didn't do a Mais of Tzedo. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you were meshasa the kelev after the tzvi, while Yahu raidav acharav v'sigay hakelev aydezeh. I'm sorry. Afilu mrak amad b'fana v'vhile yachegi hakelev utfasay. Havik gamkin told the tzedom chayev. Shkein derech atzayodom. If you send the dog after the deer, and then you stand in front of the deer and you bark at it, and it gets all scared and it freezes, and then maybe the dog's able to catch it, then you're chayev. Why? Harizu derech atziyodim. Now l'chera tzarech biriktas. Because the first thing that you did, you were meshasa the kelev, you sent the dog after it. That's not considered ma'isa tzedo. Midaraisa. You're not chayev. Why? Because you didn't do anything. You sent the dog after it, but you didn't do anything yourself. Therefore it's not considered a tzedo deraisa. Let's say a person wouldn't have sent the dog after it. All he would have done, he sees a deer running after him, and he barks at it. And the deer gets all scared, and the dog comes and grabs it. L'chera, in such a case also, you wouldn't be over midaraisa. You didn't do anything. You scared the dog, but you didn't do a ma'isa l'chera. So now you have a zero and a zero. You have something which is not asmi deraisa, not something which is asmi deraisa. So you put them together, also you're asmi deraisa. What happened over here? The maisa that you did at the beginning wasn't a maisa, therefore you're not chayiv. What you did at the end to be mavalim also wasn't a maisa, you're not chayiv. What happens that you have both of them together, you're chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you what you're chayiv. Your legs to avart, egin avart. Harizik, dhavik derech atzayodim. This is the derech atzayodim. The hainu, we look at the entire maisa together from beginning to end. We don't break it up into halves. We look at the entire thing and we say, you sent the dog after the tzvi and you aided the dog, you assisted the dog to be able to catch it. That's the way that people hunt. That's the way that people trap. Therefore, that's considered derech atzayodim. And bechlal, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Half of Teda is considered a Maisa, is Groma. But that's the Chiddush of Teda. The Chiddush of Teda is that it's a Malacha, that you're over in Groma. When a Tzvi comes into the house and you close the door, it's also a Groma to a certain extent. But that's the Maisa Teda. Zuhei Teda, like Rashi says. But Mela Kokama, that you have a normal Eifen of Groma, which is a Maisa of Teda, that's the way that people do the Maisa of Teda, then we're going to be Mechayim. You can't say that half of it's not considered Maisa of Teda, the second half is not considered Maisa of Teda. We look at the entire thing together, and that's the Maisa of Teda. This Lacher will have ramifications with regard to a number of halachas, like we'll see. Hemshech. If a person does no Maisa at all, the Ber Halacha brings down, the Ber Hayta brings down, Shari Tshuva brings down, from the Maritas, Ro Tzvi Vamar Lai, Tor Ni, Lo Yosa Boi Maisa, Vle Yechnis Lamachom Mishtamra, Yosha Shomar Erev, In Kam Beis Mechush, Kivin Shloi Noga Boi. If you didn't do anything, you just did, you charmed it, that it shouldn't be able to move. You talked to it very nicely, now it's not going to move, and it stays there till the night. And at night, you walk over and you grab it. You haven't done anything on Shabbos, because the Maisa didn't do any Maisa. And it's really Mefur Shalacha, it's in Shin Chav Ches. The Mechaber Pasin, Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Hei, the Mechaber says, Loi Chashim Al Nechoshim V'Akrabim, B'Shvil Shal Yazikum. You let us say a Lachash. You let us say some sort of chant or some sort of who knows what to get the nachash and the akrav not to move. They shouldn't be mazik. Ve'im bekach mishum tzedo. Says the Mechaber is no tzedo. Says Mishnah Berurah, why not? Af agav da yidei alachash ina yochel ozim mimekrei match nuchel atosoy. Even though yidei alachash, you can't move and you can just grab it. So be'etzem what you did is you made it oymen v'nitzayid. Nevertheless, mikol mokom mutter, de'ein zet tzedo tivis. It's not a tzedo tivis. Sounds like it's like bishul shalei kederech. It's like bishul b'chama. That's not a tzedo. We don't look at that as a ma'isa tzedo. L'chor the nekuda is, over here you have to say it's not such a big chash, whatever. Either way, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem of being tzog by causing it without doing a ma'isa at all. The iser tzeidah zafka amalecha tzeidah, that you do it with a ma'isa. Kokam that you don't do a ma'isa b'chlal, even though you get it that it shouldn't move at all, nevertheless it's not considered a ma'isa of tzeidah and you're not going to be chayiv. The shayla is, it's mashmas b'tul lechatchila. What happens afterwards? Are you allowed to grab it now or not? You said this lachash, and now it doesn't move. Now it totally needs environment. It can't move. Can you grab it or not? So l'chura, zikr is asmi d'rabbanan, because it's no different than the case of the arnevis that got tired out. To grab it would be asmi d'rabbanan. The question is it even asmi d'raisa? Can Zayin, in this case, maybe we can mistarif both of the halakim together and say, at the beginning you did something to cause it to be oymid v'nitzayin, then you went ahead and you grabbed it. Therefore, it's considered as if you did an entire ma'is of tzedah. But still, it's not Sederach HaSayyad al-Lachara, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv. And Bechlal, at the beginning, you didn't do a Maisa. You didn't do really anything that's a Maisa, even though by Meshasa Kelev, once that's considered a Derech HaSayyad, then you can be Chayiv. But over here, Lachara, it's not going to be Mechoyim Midaraisa, because Ein Zeh Kederech HaSayyad. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not going to be Tzad, Bechalavim, Yeshem Maf Bechol Asulat Bechalavim, Mishu Moshav Leitzim. It's also Moshav Leitzim. It's a problem Moshav Leitzim. And says the Darkei Moshe, Veinarei B'Simchas Leviyasan, a few of the Eilam asked, especially over here, we have Moshav Leitzim, Dafka by this, you're not Raya B'Simchas Leviyasan. What's the var? So if you see the Orzarua says that it's really a Gemara, and it's a Medrash. Medrash says Lahedya. Says the Orzarua as follows, Pegim O'Yedzayin. Oymar Ani Amachaber, Shekol Mi Shetzod Chayas B'Kalovim, Kein Shagoyim Oysim, Shlo Yir B'Simchas Leviyasan. Damrinam beperakama David Zaro. Ubederach hatoim lo amad. What does it mean bederach hatoim? Beknigirin shalehem. What's knigirin? Pirush Rashi. Tzedus chayes ayde klovim shekom asim l'shem simcha v'tzchoik. So the Ordura brings down. Damrinam bevayikur rabo. Medrash says behemas v'levyosim hin knigin shel tzadikim l'asid yovei. The behemas and the levyosim are the knigin of the tzadikim l'asid lovei. Kol mi shlei ra knigi shel umas arilam. Barilam azeh zeich l'reis l'asid lovei. Whoever doesn't see the knigi even there will see the knigi lasi lavi. Now, if you look there, the medrash, that's where he stops. If you look there, the medrash inside, the medrash continues a little bit, and the medrash says you're going to see lasi lavi that you have the leviathan and the behema that are fighting with each other, and the leviathan is going to shech the behema, and the behema is going to shech the leviathan, and that's the knigi lacher. That's the knigi that they're fighting. The animals are fighting with each other, and they're each one is going to kill the other one. That's the knigi lacher. That's the knigi of the tzaddikim lasalavi, that they're going to see the leviathan be the shech the animal. That's similar to the knigi. That's like they have in the stadiums where they have the animals fighting against each other, or people fighting against cows, bulls. and such a things. People that don't look at this, mida kenegan mida, will be zeche to see the kenegan lasa lavi. That's why this is dafk over here lechera that we have such a thing that is not right. Not every moishav leitzim over here mida kenegan mida is not going to be able to see. Now, if you look at the medrash over there, the Eitz Yosef says that the reason why these things are aser, shazvarim elu mevilin de bittul terem. The reason why it's aser, you're not going to go to these stadiums to watch the things, mevilin de bittul terem. If that's the case, then lechera. The nekud over here is that you're doing it, like Rashi says, l'shem tzchoik ba'alma. As you're only doing it for l'shem tzchoik, it's pleasure for the sake of pleasure. You're just enjoying for the sake of enjoying. But such a thing is bittul terem. The mashmois would be that if you're doing it for te'elet, then it's not a problem. And that's what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says that if a person wants to be tzod for his parnasa, efshir, l'chari, that's the way Pashas l'chari is being machriya, that as long as he's doing it for te'elis, he's doing it as a parnasa, then you already don't have the issue of Moshe Leitzim. You're doing it for a reason. What's that? Who says it? Says that in addition, maybe it's the Eitzer says, I don't think, yeah? Because the could be. Also Tzara Lechaim. We'll see, we'll talk about that in a second, with the Neid Behuda. But in such a case, in a Hanami, Well, the Nekuda is, that as long as you're not doing it, if you're doing it without a Te'elis, then we're Mechayv Yod B'tol Terem. Then it's Moshev Leitzim. Like the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shiyah Yishvim Eim B'nei M'divar Terah, HaMezah Moshev Leitzim. The B'tol Terah is the Moshev Leitzim. It goes hand in hand, Lechara. Memela, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Sivkatan Beis, he says that even when you want to do Bechol for your Parnasa, you can't do it with dogs. The problem is to do with dogs. If you do without dogs, then it's mutter. To do it for parnasa, for ukedema. Or if you need the hides, then you're allowed to do it. But with dogs, it's always going to be us. That's the erech of the gaim, and that you're not allowed to do. Kumta is over here that in a chanami has nothing to do specifically with anything which is tainug, something which is l'shem tzchoik ba'alma. For no te'elis, l'chur then has the problem of Moshe Leitzim, and that would be problematic. As opposed to the din of Leviathan, that's something specific with regard to trapping that you have dafk over here. Now, Roy Lassayin, that I'm talking about a little bit, the Neid Vihuda. The Neid Vihuda is a tshuva in Madura Tinyana, Yoredei Madura Tinyana, Semin Yod, about somebody who was asked, whether or not you're allowed to go hunting. So he says, it's an interesting question that you're asking. Sounds like he really wouldn't answer the question, but that's his derech. You might see it sounds like he's really serious about the question, so he can answer it. But he starts off and he says, halachically, there is no issue. However, hashkafically, and putting yourself in the sakana, and a few other reasons, there is a problem. He says, the only people that we find in the Torah that were tzad is Esav and Nimrod. He says, Kinira, that's not from the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they don't do such things. And Mimela, certainly, hashkafically, it's not the right thing to do. Alspatashkas, and the other things, he says, it's not a problem. But it's not the right thing to do. But a number of the Achrenim, if you look in the back, the new Neid Behudas, they have all the Hagoyas of the Achrenim. Another Ramar, that Lechera, he's searching to find some sort of Isser, Lechera Tmefurish in the Ramah, by us. Hariz Aus Moshe Moshe Leitim. Hariz Aser Aus Moshe Leitim. Either way, that's with regard to the Neid Behudas. The Bir Alacha brings down with regard to running after a deer until it gets tired. Da denistapakti. L'rashi desfirli beheded ha'efes kuzei chotzer k'nitzin. Alkin potar tedeo acher kach. Eichadin emrodav acher izlechai v'oif k'dei l'tzedeh she'osa ayef sheni yochol ozun m'kheme. What's the story if you run after a deer till it gets so tired that it cannot run away? Or you make it into a chigur. Are you chayef? Because the ma'ayef said you brought it to a matzav where you can get a b'shri achas, that it's nitzed v'ayimit. Or im chayef arzeh, gam mishum tzedo af shuloi tavsa b'yodoi. It's similar to a lachash. It's like a lachash, and therefore ein derech tzeidah b'kach, and therefore it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be yasam midaraisa. And the shayla is once again, l'chura, you're telling me. He says, "Oy efshir ein derech tzeidah b'kach, the derech tzeidah lit la'achar shetzeidah or lachnis l'mokam b'shum." It's mavur in the Mishnah Berurah l'chura in the Bir Alacha that if you run after it till it gets tired and then you grab it, then you are chayv. It's only if you run after it and it gets very tired and you don't grab it, then you're not chayiv. The shayla is, why not? I ran after it and it got tired. You tell me that's not asmi daraisa. So then I put it to masav derabanan. It's already nitzavayimid. Now I go ahead and grab it. I took it from masav nitzavayimid. It shouldn't be asmi daraisa. I can get a b'shchiyachas. When did it turn into Doraita? You have two halves. When did it turn into Doraita? Mashmaita is like we said before, that we look at the entire mindset. It's like you do an Akira without Anacha, Anacha without Akira, you're not going to be Chayim. But you do Akira Anacha, that's a Malacha. Chokama that you did something which is the Derech HaTzayadim. So when you do a Chelek of it, you don't ice fear, that's not Derech HaTzayadim. If you don't grab it afterwards, in Derech Tzayadim B'kach. Chokama that you did an Eichem with Derech HaTzayadim in Chanami, that's Derech HaTzayadim, you're going to be Chayim. Now the next Bir Alacha clears another thing. He says, what's the din of the dog grabs the tzvi, grabs the deer, and then you take it from the dog's mouth. What's the story in such a case? Are you chayv or not? L'chur gamkin pater mechatas. L'chur you're pater from mechatas. The kvar nitzav raimid al yakelev. It's really nitzav raimid. Dum yadamai d'isa b'tesefta dimtzadi echad unasne lechaveri hasheni pater. The same thing that we find that if one person grabs it and gives it to his friend, that the second person is pater, so to be your pater. And l'chur the mashma says mashma that it's pater aval aser. There's isa derabanan. And the shayla is why in the world should it be aser derabanan? The dog, you have a dog that's grabbed the tzvi. It's totally trapped. You go ahead and you take it. Why should that be aser? What did you do? Especially if your friend does it and he gives it to you. You didn't do a ma'aseh tzedek b'klal. That l'chur is also even more so. That's the din of the Mishnah. Yoshev echad al pesach milo. The second person is mutter lechatzchilu to sit down. Why? Because it's already trapped. So the second person didn't do anything. And l'chur is mashma l'tesefta it's akaser. So if you look at the Minchas Bikurim and Tesefta, the Minchas Bikurim says that when one person traps it and gives it to his friend, potter, Minchas Bikurim seems to say the lav klum avad. You didn't do anything. Mashmoy says that it's mutter lechatzchilu. The potter means potter or mutter. Not only that, the Rashba says the lahedya. The Rashba says the dafkuv zayin amar aleph. He says in the Gemara of Yoshev echad al pesach. He says it's similar to the case. It's like if a person goes ahead and he traps something and he gives it to his friend. He says, what did he do? He didn't do anything. Lav klum avad. His lashon is klum ma isur yesh badavar. What is it? There's not even isur derabanan l'chur. What did the guy do? He comes out. Maybe it's isur of mukta. It's not something derabanan. It's mukta. L'chur is very short to say that's what it means over here. We're handling mukta. But so the truth is, you could be ma'aschen saying a chanami. Potter mechatas means that it's taka mutter lechatchila, and when the Sefta says that it's potter, it means potter mutter. The Ketzer Shulchan says lahedya. This is the klal that we say in Mishnayis in Gemara that any time that it says potter, the Mishnah says any time it's potter, kol p'tur de Shabbos is potter aval aser, it's bar mitlas. That's only in the Mishnayis, but in the Sefta there's no such klal. Potter kins that means potter mutter. The only thing is, in Mishnah Berurah you can't say that because Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph says lahedya not that way. Mishnah Berurah brings a case of a tesefta that says that if you chase the deer into a room that has the door is open on the other side, and you lock one door on this side and leave the second door open, he says, "Tzad tzvi lechazer shish ba'beis p'sachem poter umash ma'aval aser kechol peturi the Shabbos the kamelon behul aser." Every time that it says poter and Shabbos means poter aval aser, we're talking about a tesefta. There's no such klal in tesefta. Vayis says Mishnah Berurah understood that in the tesefta there was such a klal. So that means he didn't understand that the tesefta means potter, potter, mutter. Hey, but they understand that it's a darbon and shalas for us. Why should it be a darbon and machal? What did you do? Lule the Mistafina Amina, that the Bir Alacha over here, when he says that you took it out of the dog's mouth, is talking about the case, he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about the case where you mishasa the kelev after the tzvi. So you sent the dog after it. So says the Mishnah Berurah that if you send the dog after the deer and then you scare the deer and you wait till the dog catches it, you're going to be chayav atzedah, shezeh derech atzedah. So Ken Zayin, you can say the same thing over here. Kokam that you send the dog after it and the dog goes ahead and catches it and then you take it from the dog, how is it derech atzedah? That's a chelek be'etzem, you did the mice, you did the entire mice of tzedah. You sent the dog after it, it caught it, and then you went ahead and you took it from him. That's the mice of tzedah. Zokter, no. Ken Zayin also pater mechatas, the mice at the end of the day, you didn't do any mice. You did no mice whatsoever. Not at the beginning and not at the end. At the beginning, you sent the dog after it, but you didn't do a mice. And at the end, he caught it by himself. And therefore, you weren't even mavelim. The dog caught it by itself. So therefore, potter mechatas is going to be, but in a chlav, you asked me there abundance. Because the mice, you did the mashas and the kelev. The only thing is, that's not going to help you for the tesefta. It's all over. I have no answer. It's available. In Bazei Lachur, it's still going to be usher to.
Isn't the case different than sitting by the door? Here, you're taking it from your friend.
And therefore?
You are helping in the
mindset. That's really a question, and we'll have to leave that for the Hemshech also. And that is there any time, is there any tzad to say that when a person is holding something in his hand, that retaining it, continuing to hold it, would be a problem of you're continuously doing a mindset tzedah? For example, you trap a let's say, a bee, is yesh b'min or nitzayin, tzedaraisa, and you're holding it in your hand. You're doing a mindset to keep it inside your hand. And yesh b'min or nitzayin, tzedaraisa. And by not opening your hand, you're continuously doing a ma'aseh tzeda. When you go ahead and you close the front door, you did one ma'aseh, that's it, you're finished. You're not continuously doing ma'aseh tzeda, unless you go ahead and do a ma'aseh fakir to open it up. But over here, by leaving your hand clenched, you're continuously doing a ma'aseh tzeda. Do you say that's considered a ma'aseh tzeda? Or do we say, that's not, l'chura. Sitting in the Pesach is similar. You could say that once you already sat down, then you're not doing another ma'aseh. It's not considered as if you're holding it. But taking it from somebody else that was holding it, that's another ma'aseh? You're doing another ma'aseh? It was already captured. So,
what's in your hand?
But it's already klapi the animal. The animal is already in your shlita even without it. So the fact that I'm now putting it, he's standing right next to me and he's holding it. So I stand right here. Is it my shlita or is it not my shlita? It's not my shlita. Now I go like this. And now what I do? The chur of the mashmoy is the case that the bird went underneath. So you don't have to do anything. These cases, yesh lion. The chur of the pasha should be, in such case, nevertheless, it should be mutter the chatchin.